Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, cloudy, occasional rain and or drizzle today. The high, mid-40s to the upper 40s. Racine will be getting a new mayor in the near future. Today, Mayor John Dickert announcing he is going to be resigning to pursue an executive director's position with the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative.
As you can imagine, the decision was not an easy one. I had a long conversation with my family, and I think the time is right. And the cause is right for me to accept this new challenge. Ever since I was entrusted by the citizens of Racine to be their mayor over 8 years ago, I believed in my heart that water was and is the next major political and economic battleground for this country and for our future.
He took office, of course, in 2009, and he's been serving on the board of directors for that organization, as well as two other water advocacy groups. The position that's going to be taken by Mayor Dickert when he leaves office is going to be that of executive director. The current director is David Ulrich. He is going to be retiring in the near future. At that same news conference, State Representative Corey Mason announced he's going to be running for mayor.
I feel like I'm well poised to take that on, and so I would encourage people to get behind my candidacy, but also, it's a free country. If somebody else wants to run and thinks they do a good job, obviously that's ultimately for the voters to decide.
In the meantime, the Common Council will be involved in helping to set the election schedule. Just three agenda items for the Racine Finance and Personnel Committee when it meets at 5 o'clock this evening at City Hall. Police Chief Art Howell's request for a budget line item in the program called Race, Equity, and Inclusion, a leadership effort to accelerate results in Racine. Participants started meeting on this last week at Wingspread. There's a proposed two-year contract with the Benjamin Beer Company, plus an option to extend for three additional one-year terms on the concession services at the North Beach Bathhouse. And there's a $5,000 donation from the Mount Pleasant Police Association through their canine calendar sale going to the Racine PD's canine unit. Well, it's something you don't think about and you hope it never happens to you. Law enforcement breaking open the door to your property for whatever reason, and then it's on you to replace it once they're gone or at least fix the damage. Habitat for Humanity has a restore at 2300 DeColvin Avenue on the near west side of Racine. They have doors, according to Executive Director Deanne Wanstein.
When we go to our state convention, we have 40 affiliates throughout the state, and they come up with all their ideas, and we exchange ideas. One of the restores, either in the Fox Valley or in Dane County, I believe, does a program with their police department that replaces doors in properties where the police have had to kick in doors or open doors without being able to reuse them.
Talking about the availability of doors with the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission, Wanstead said there might be the possibility of something within the village.
It's just a great community thing because we have a lot of doors at the Restore, and we sell them a lot less expensive than a new door at a Home Depot or some other store of that nature. So it's a really great community service kind of program. If that's something that the village might be interested in pursuing, I'd be happy to get together and figure out how we can make that happen.
Habitat for Humanity to be getting a conditional use permit from the Mount Pleasant Board tonight to begin construction of a third Habitat home in that community, 2109 Racine Street. The Racine County Health and Human Development Committee and the Human Services Board to meet for the first time since the announcement of talks ending between Villa Healthcare and the county over the proposed sale of the Ridgewood Care Center. That meeting is at 5 p.m. in the auditorium of the Isgrove office complex. The only reference to it on the agenda, Ridgewood update from Director Liam Doherty. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.